sisters on a journey, singing now as one, remembering the ancient ways, the women and the wisdom, the women and the wisdom.
It's time for us all to make a change. Each week, you'll be here with me to discover outstanding wise women and men who are making waves and making change. Join me as together we reweave the healing cloak of the ancients, helping you to reclaim your health and well-being through personal empowerment, the Wise Woman Way. Green blessings from Susan Weed. I am very, very pleased and excited to have on my show today Gabrielle Cushy, the director of Cushy's Kitchen, and the author of Embracing Menopause Naturally. Gabrielle Cushy is an internationally renowned lecturer on healing with natural foods, and of course, with a last name like that, on macrobiotics. She is indeed the daughter of the famous Cushy, who was so instrumental in the macrobiotic movement. Gabrielle has more than 30 years of experience in the healing arts and the integration of body, mind, and spirit. And I'm so happy to have you here today.
Thank you, Susan. I'm really happy that you have me on your program, and it's a pleasure to be talking to you and to your listeners.
For our listeners, perhaps we should just start with a brief word or two about exactly what is macrobiotics. Is it a certain way of eating, or is it a belief system, or what is it?
The word macrobiotics comes from Greek, and it means loosely translated long life. Macrobiotic combines holistic health, sustainable lifestyles, and natural food approaches with Eastern health systems like the five transformation theory and the yin-yang system to support body, mind, and spirit. The fundamental philosophy of macrobiotics is to embrace traditional ways of living and eating in harmony with nature to further personal as well as planetary health and peace.
Yes, I, like many people in this country of my age, being in my mid-60s, was profoundly influenced by the ideas of macrobiotics and this idea that we should look to what is nearby for our health. I think I first started, you know, learning about macrobiotics and healing and hearing about it in the early 70s. When did you first begin to work with the macrobiotic diet and lifestyle?
Yes, I heard about it in 1971. I have been 3 months with a severe sickness in a hospital. And when I came out, a friend of mine, he discovered macrobiotics in Holland. I was living in Germany at the time. And I was really excited about listening to whole grains. I never heard about whole grains or the idea of yin and yang. And I was very drawn to the philosophy, and I loved the food. I always say it was love at first bite for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I really enjoyed through my life to be working with macrobiotics for myself and also with other people, you know, teaching other people and helping them with the philosophy. You know, it's really embracing the male and female aspects of the universal forces, and also how those forces can be seen in everything, even in food one eats. You know, if one, for instance, eats too much of yang food like meats, one is out of balance and one starts to crave yin food like sugar. And through macrobiotic studies, one can learn which foods are yin and which foods are yang and how they affect yourself, you know, and which season is yin and which season is yang and how to stay balanced in your daily life.
Yes, what I was taught was that most people, because the body inherently does balance yin and yang, that just as you say, that most people will eat way too much yang and then be driven to eat way too much yin. And so they are going continually back and forth in very large swings. And what I was told was that by focusing my diet, especially around brown rice, that I come to the center so that my swings are not so large.
Right, but macrobiotic is not just brown rice, eating brown rice. You know, there are many, many different grains, whole kernel grains, you know, like quinoa or barley or millet and a wide variety of beans and soybeans, azuki, plaque, legumes, and root vegetables, and combinations of like daikon, carrots, and there are round-shaped vegetables like squashes, onions, and cauliflower, and then the green leafy vegetables, plus many condiments and seeds, nuts, and seasonal fruits are included in eating a macrobiotic balanced diet. And we use fermented foods like miso and sauerkraut, and we use also sea vegetables like wakame and nori and arame, and that's actually the strong influence from our Japanese teachers, and because the modern-day macrobiotics, as we know it and practice it, is coming mostly from Japanese teachers, you know, so... Yeah, it's a combination, you know, what is best for you and what it really depends on your condition, constitution, and your dream or goal in life.
So it's not just one diet fits everyone.
No. I mean, we have Michio, he put a pyramid there in comparison to the Japanese pyramid, our own pyramid, and also the Greek pyramid, and try to explain what is the base and what is in what kind of proportion generally the food should be eaten in a temperate climate. But there are actually more than 10 to 12, 13 different food combinations to choose from. It really depends on your goal, if you are healthy, if you are want to lose weight, if you want to be on a healing diet. So it really depends mainly on that. People often see macrobiotics as just one diet and very strict, and you have to stay with that, and that's an impossible thing. So you need to really change with the season, change with your conditions, change with your age. You know, those are very important aspects to look at if you're a woman, a man, a child, you're an older person, a younger person, you know, if you're physically active, you know, where you live. All those things are looked at within the macrobiotic philosophy and understanding of how food can nourish you and build up your life and your dream.
Yes. Basically, the tenets of the macrobiotic diet are what science has finally come around to, and that is, gee, whole grains are better for you than refined grains, which again is like the center of macrobiotic thinking. And then what are we being told? Eat more fruits and vegetables. And here, once again, you know, the macrobiotic diet really focuses on well-cooked vegetables. Miso and tamari, I bow to the macrobiotic diet for introducing me to these very, very high-quality foods. Mm-hmm. This is Susan Weed speaking with Gabrielle Cushy. Gabrielle is a certified holistic health practitioner and a macrobiotic counselor. She is also a writer. And she has written a book called Embracing Menopause Naturally. And I guess I should admit that I'm in the book. But there's a lot of other people in the book, too. Gabrielle, tell us what led up to the writing of this book.
As a macrobiotic consultant and cooking teacher who had lived a natural food lifestyle for many years, when I started my menopause, I immediately understood the significance of food and its healing abilities in many physical imbalances. I was really surprised by my first hot flush. It came very early, like with 42. Who would have thought? And I felt like the need to really connect to the earth, mother's forgotten ancient symbols of menopausal women, and ceremonies needed to be done. I felt it was way too early at 43, but then my menarche started very early too. And my menopausal passage had begun, and it lasted for about 5 years. And I naturally increased the amount of fermented soy foods and other plant hormonal regulators like kale and daikon radish when symptoms got too strong. I created new menus and taught many menopausal cooking classes, and some of my favorite recipes I included in the book for my my readers to benefit from that. And so also an interest to connect with other menopausal women from diverse cultural backgrounds and experiences emerged for me. And so as I explored my changes and came to know other women's stories, the book Embracing Menopause Naturally took shape.
And what was it that you learned from the many women that you interviewed for your book?
Well, I learned that every woman has a different menopausal experience. Like, every woman is unique. Every person is unique. And that the food and herbs a woman chooses before, during, and after her midlife, and the mindset she has in regard to aging is of utmost importance on how she is experiencing this journey.
Yes, I remember one conference in Christine Northrup and Dr. Susan Love and I were all on a panel, and we kind of surprised each other by kind of independently saying to women that how you treat yourself during menopause is going to determine how healthy you are for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Does this mean if you haven't yet learned these cooking techniques and secrets that it's too late for you?
Oh, no, it's not too late. If you enjoy cooking, it's somewhat easy to go in the kitchen and follow some of the recipes and learn how to create your own and go to the farmer's market and pick up some local organic foods which grows in season. But if the kitchen is a place for you where you use the microwave to heat your water, we really might have to do some work here, you know.
But still, even for that person,
it's not too late, because the recipes are very easy, very simple, and very natural. It comes really naturally to you when you are looking into the food and work with natural organic foods. You feel like you can connect. You know, if you take something out of a box, you are so removed from what is really going on in the world of growing foods that you don't have a good feeling with it. But if you touch the fruits and the vegetables and you get some grains and you run them through your fingers and you wash them and, you know, you create a very nice balanced meal, very simple. And it's something really to look forward to. You can feel balanced and really grounded in your kitchen. You know,
is it at all important that we eat this way with others? Like, if there's a woman, say, listening to us and she thinks, well, I could never get the rest of my family to eat, you know, brown rice or quinoa or seaweed or beans, can she just do it by herself, or is it important that the family does it together?
Do we still eat together in our society? That's my question. You know, it's very important that we eat together. That's a very important part of our society which we need to get back to. You know, the fast food, running in and out and eating while we are standing or eating in the car or not really having family dinners is it's a very important thing. So cooking some food together with your family, with your children, getting involved into the cooking process, you know, and also your husband or whoever does the cooking, you know, they need to be involved in the shopping and the making of decisions, you know, and if they, for instance, would like to have another aspect in their diet or in their foods, which they're used to, you can make exceptions and you can put that in there, but maybe smaller amounts. For instance, if they like to have a lot of sugar in their food, you might want to choose like brown rice syrup for instance, which is lower on the, I mean, it doesn't have such a high glycemic index. You know, if you want to eat a lot of meat, you're used to eating like a huge steak, you know, 8 or 12 ounces of steaks, you might want to put some small pieces of meat in with your bean dishes, you know, so kind of work around the tastes and the taste buds of everybody and slowly integrating new ideas, you know, and bringing the family in the kitchen, helping you cook and shop really helps a lot. And it's fun to eat. I like to eat with somebody. I mean, you know, it's nice. Yeah.
I absolutely agree with you in my apprenticeship program. We all eat our evening meal together.
Mm-hmm.
And insofar as possible, we do our best to draw the apprentices into cooking as well. There's
wonderful.
Just so much that we could say about your wonderful, wonderful book about menopause. But I think one thing I'd like to focus on, which is I know something that's of concern to many people, is about weight gain during menopause. And I know that you have something to say about maintaining healthy body weight.
Yes, definitely. It's very important to not be overweight. For any health reasons, I assume, for heart disease, you know, cancer, or even osteoporosis, and even for the onset of diabetes, you know. So it's a very important thing to have a good body weight, you know, not to overweight. Although when you are trying to lose a lot of weight during menopause, can experience more hot flushes and more symptoms because some of the estrogen is actually stored also in the fat, you know. So some women who have been a little bit more meat, so to say, on their body, more fat, they experience a rather easier menopause. So, you know, we have to kind of also look into our society so we don't go always with the ideal look of women, you know, our models, you know, we don't need to compare ourselves with that. Menopause is really looking into who you are, you know, what is your life's goal, you know, what do you like to do, you know, so those are very important questions we should ask ourselves, not, you know, am I too fat, am I too skinny, you know, and those are artificial, superficial things which don't really get you the answer where you need to go.
Yes, very, very true. This is Susan Weed speaking with Gabrielle Lacouche, who says, a macrobiotic dietary and lifestyle approach to menopause, but this could be for anything, means including whole grains, beans, sea vegetables, seeds, nuts, seasonal fruits and wild fish into your lifestyle. It means eating foods that are inherently rich in phytoestrogens, calcium, minerals, vitamins, complex carbohydrates, and proteins. These foods provide our bodies with all of the necessary hormonal and enzymatic substances that we need to maintain our healthy body weight. Is it just about body weight, or does this help us with other health concerns as well?
Yes, we are looking, when we get older, you know, our body is producing less enzymes. It's one of the things which we need to look into. And also, when we get older, our body inherited things are showing up more. For instance, cancer, heart disease, osteoporosis. You know, we need to look into that. And it has been shown that a balanced diet and exercise that have been proven to be positive choices, not only for women who are dealing with menopause, but also for those dealing with those midlife issues like heart disease, osteoporosis, or cancer. You know, and testimonies from women and recommendations from medical doctors sympathetic to health care confirmed these findings of researchers that with a holistic and natural food lifestyle, midlife issues and the menopausal passages can be eased. And macrobiotic food combinations of whole and natural foods include all components of healthy eating. and are very rich of fiber, protein, and phytoestrogen, oils, minerals, and vitamins. And the stories of many women in my book, Embracing Menopause, naturally confirm the importance of natural food and a balanced lifestyle in dealing with midlife health issues.
Now, are all the women in your book macrobiotic? Would they say that they eat macrobiotic? Like I say that I've been influenced by macrobiotics. In fact, I often tease one of my students was a professional macrobiotic chef when she came to me. And we often joke that when she left, she was a really good chef and knew how to cook locally because a lot of what she'd learned actually didn't apply to the local place that we lived. But as I recall, there are people in your book who don't know much about microbiotics. Is that true?
Yes. There have been. I try to really have a kaleidoscope of women with this book. You know, I wanted to have women who have been eating macrobiotic for a long time, women who started macrobiotic with me, and I wanted to have different experiences explained, like, for instance, women who work with you in your herbal medicine. I wanted to have that explained, you know, in there. And I wanted to have women from different cultures who use spirituality or in their prayers, in meditation. So it's a wide kaleidoscope of people. But what I found, though, really, is that the women who ate the longest macrobiotic food, like 20, 30 years, they had somewhat of the easiest way of dealing with their menopausal symptoms. And but when the women started eating a healthier diet and followed a better lifestyle, they really showed right away some really good had results with it. You know, I have charts in the book about foods to include and foods to avoid during to not get so many hot flashes, you know, and just those simple adjustments really help you already, you know, to have a better experience during menopause.
Well, we don't want people to think that it's just a bunch of words in this book because, in fact, the book is very visually striking and interesting, and that's because your photography and your artwork play a role in this book.
Yes. I mean, I have been, I have a Bachelor of Fine Arts, summa cum laude, in photography, digital imaging, and Native American spirituality, and my art photography always evolves around the feminine. And for this book, it was very important for me to connect with the menopausal women, not only through their voices, through their stories, but also let their experiences emerge through their portraits. And that was very important. And when you look at the photos and read the stories, it really speaks to you. The woman speaks to you. You can really feel like she's there in your living room and you're with her and you are go with her through her experiences, and it enriches your life through that.
Well, that's really beautiful and just an example of the beautiful thoughts and images and ideas that are presented to us in this book. This is Susan Weed talking with Gabrielle Cushy, the author of Embracing Menopause Naturally. We're coming to the end of our time together, Gabrielle. Where should people go to purchase your book?
Well, you can purchase the book through my website if you want to. You can also...
The best place, however, is at www.wisewomanbookshop.com.
Right. Right, yeah.
Right, that's Embracing Menopause Naturally at www.wisewomanbookshop.com. But you also have a website, too.
Yes, I have a website. It's called Cushy's Kitchen, my name, KUSHIS kitchen.com. And I have the book also there. But you can get it anywhere, but definitely get it from Wise Woman.
Wise Woman or from Cushy's Kitchen.
Or Cushy's Kitchen, yes.
And at Cushy's Kitchen, I think that you also offer counseling and coaching. I mean, if the listeners are sitting there going, well, this sounds good, but I just don't even really know where to start, can you help them?
Oh, yeah, yes. I will work with them over the phone, Skype or email. I have long-distance learning programs from different lengths of time, 6 sessions, 12 sessions. And I'm also offering some classes through your university.
Right, that's the wisewomanweb.com, the Wise Woman University. And we're so pleased and happy to have you as a teacher at the Wise Woman University and hope that people look you up there. When you counsel someone, do you just kind of tell them what they need to do, or is it more of a back and forth about learning about them?
It is a back and forth. It's an interaction. It's actually, I like to listen to what women say, what people have to say, and I let them speak and let their own wisdom come through. And the questions which are coming up there, I try to have them be answered by the woman herself. And if there are questions which she really doesn't know how to answer, I will give the answer. But I really try to have the women find their own answers, not me telling them. And through that, you really learn, you really know that's deep, deep inside of you. So I like to get that out. You know, it's like with the stories I have for the book when I was having the questions for the women. You know, they came with their own answers, deep, deep out of their own self. You know, and that's what I really like to do with my counseling. You know, but I also have handouts, I have material to study and giving hands-on advice of how to do things like cooking this or that or soaking or where to purchase and why this and why not that. But to really find your place in life, in your future life, your goal in life, that's really, I like to find that out by listening and asking the right questions to you so that's coming out of you.
That's one of the things that I most like and respect about you and your work, Gabrielle Cushy, is that you are very open to each individual person. This comes through very, very clearly in your book, Embracing Menopause and Naturally, that you really focus in on individual people. So let us tell our listeners again that CushysKitchen.com is a place to get in touch with Gabrielle if you want counseling or help, or just to kind of check out what it is that she is going on about. I'd like to quote from something that you wrote because it really touched me. Gabrielle Cushy wrote, "Women are the source and inspiration for great wisdom in the world, and this wisdom is passed from generation to generation. When a woman goes through menopause, she no longer gives birth to children, and thus she can direct her energy to nurturing society. Postmenopausal women are respected elders, and their years of experience and knowledge are the wisdom of their entire community. My book, Embracing Menopause Naturally, was written to support women so that they may understand that menopause is actually a spiritual gateway which helps them understand their purpose in life." Very, very beautiful words, Gabrielle.
Thank you, yes, and I mean everything of it, every word of it.
Mm-hmm. And it is so clear in the book, too, that you have listened so carefully to each woman and helped each one of them really bring out the specifics of her wisdom and her knowledge. Gabrielle lives in Minneapolis, Minnesota. But hey, aren't we glad that we have the internet? It means that we all live on one small planet right now. This is Susan Weed talking to Gabrielle Cushy and thanking you, Gabrielle, for being with us today.
Oh, thank you, Susan. Thank you so much for having me on your show. It was really my pleasure talking with you.
Green blessings to everyone, and bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is Susan Weed, the voice of the Wise Woman Tradition, bringing you the Wise Woman Way radio show on Women's Radio. Green blessings from Susan Weed.
We are sisters on a journey, singing.